But right now, you'll know him as Father Damo from Father Ted and doing comedy for years around the circuit. Joe Rooney is in this morning. Morning, Joe.
Good morning.
How are you?
I'm all right, it's very early.
Comedians always say that. It's an alien time for a comedian to be up and about and having the chats and the bants.
No, it's grand. No, it's good. It's good. No, I'm up. For years I've been getting up, every day. I get up every day.
It's an achievement, Joe. We know.
For a while there, you were very much a mammal, a middle-aged man in Lycra, cycling here, there and everywhere. Are you still doing that?
Oh, yeah. You know what I'm doing now? CrossFit.
You're not.
Yeah, that's the one new thing. It means I'm cross when I'm getting fit.
The super competitive one. You're going to be throwing...
You mix it up in a way. Well, that's what I'm doing. Anyway, so a bit of weights and a bit of rowing, a bit of cardio and a bit of weights.
Well, the fittest people on earth are CrossFitters.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
So you must be one of them.
I am one of them. I'm one of the fittest people on earth. I forgot to tell you that. I should have led with that.
There's so little oxygen going to your brain, it's all going to your muscles. I've forgotten that you're actually so fit.
Your triple spiral flip on the way in kind of gave it away.
Oh, really? Yeah. You see, I don't even think about those anymore. How I walk. I just flip
complicated
everywhere.
Samir, I never knew of all the times that we've done shows together. I have never known that in the olden days you were agoraphobic, if I'm pronouncing it right.
Agoraphobic or what? Agoraphobic sounds like fear of agro, but it wasn't. It was fear of open spaces. I had it for a while, yeah.
Was it open spaces as in, like, I don't know why I'm picturing this, but like, the plaza somewhere, like the big Italian plaza.
Wide
is that,
streets.
As opposed to just being
alleys.
Inside.
And
pubs like the Long Hall, nice and narrow, just a bar.
Super pubs I didn't like.
But what, was it just going out and that amount of people around you and that kind of stuff?
Yeah, I just got in. Now, what was going on, I'm not sure, but I think it was a transition of... I was in a band for a while and they broke up. I was working in a crappy job and I think I just had a meltdown, to be honest.
The name of the band?
I think everyone's having a meltdown as we speak.
I'm agoraphobic.
Guernica.
There we go.
Catchy name. Well, Guernica.
You were a big deal, Guernica.
We were okay. Yeah, we did a few singles. Found out later, actually, when the internet started, that people in Valencia in Spain were really into the band Guernica. Some DJ was playing us a lot.
Were you a good front man? Were you easy to work with?
I was...
Were you a stroppy young fella?
Stroppy. Maybe occasionally. I don't think too much. I annoyed the guitarist in the band one time. I thought he was going to punch me because I went interrailing and they had booked some gigs. And
I could see why the band broke up. You'll be here any minute. Guernica.
He's just crossing the Viennese border. His train gets in 6 days.
Let's talk about Shut Your Cake Hole. It's happening in the Helix. Any particular reason why you chose this for a name for the gig?
Shut Your Cake Hole. I started thinking about old phrases like Shut Your Cake Hole or I'm only acting the maggot or oh, that was gas or the crack is 90 or all these ridiculous phrases. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I liked Shut Your Cake Hole. It seemed to, for me, it really is an answer to all tweets.
Do you still incorporate music into your act? Because
loads of music.
As well as having a very successful musical past, you are an incredible mimic. And you do impressions. A lot of people would know that you do impressions of famous
singers. Most people are dead now. Well, Bowie, Johnny Cash, they were alive when I started doing them. But,
I don't think you're to blame, Joe. I'll be honest. It's purely coincidental. Well, look, I'm not going to let you go past this without doing an impersonation of someone.
I don't know. Okay.
Or a piece of music.
I can do a little bit about Coldplay.
Oh, yeah.
I met Chris Martin.
Did you?
You know that story that he dropped into the International...
That's Monday night. Yeah.
He was sitting there. We didn't know for a while. And then we go, I think that's Chris Martin. And then he hung back afterwards for a few photos. Then came down to Brussels for a pint with us. And then he said, as he was leaving, he said, if you and your boy want to come to the gig in Cardiff, just he gave me an email, and I took not just my boy, my girl as well, my son and daughter, to backstage passes to the gig in Cardiff.
And he followed through on his promise?
He followed through. He didn't give me his email, he gave me his assistant's email.
Yeah.
That is slick.
And, yeah,
I'm sure he's chrismartin31@gmail.com. Give it a bash. You'll probably get him. Well, then you've got a Coldplay song then?
Coldplay, it's a bit, I ate some snow for you. What a thing to do, 'cause it was all yellow. Anyway, I also think there'd be a lot of love songs or two over the top. A lot of love songs about young indie bands. You know, they've not been in a relationship, because it's all like, you know, it's all like, I would move mountains just for you. And you're like, if you're in a real relationship, 2 years in, you're like, I'm not moving them shoes. They're your shoes. You left them at home. So I'd like to see love songs for people who have been together for a while. So it'd be like, I just called to say, I'm in Tesco, so you want Anthony Shops. You know what I mean? Real love songs.
Every conversation with my wife is that. Oh, brilliant.
You can catch Joe Rooney here. Are you still doing Ted Fest every year? Obviously.
Well, I'm doing it this year coming up, actually. I'm going out there this year. I don't do it every year, but this year I'm commentating on the football match.
In February you're going to be out there.
Yeah.
And you're obviously reprising your Father Damo role for all the fans out there.
Yeah, I'll be out there. And the night before I'll be DJing as Father Damo in Massimo's.
What will you finish with, Oasis or Blur?
I will finish with the national anthem, which is Ghost Town by the Specials.
We all know that.
You can catch Joe at the Helix Show January the 11th, and you can do cool things like, you know, if you pay a certain amount, you can get a personal message for a friend or a family member. So if they're a Father Ted fan, that could be something really cool.
Do a meet and greet as well.
And meet and greet and all sorts of crack like that.
And you can book you for a private show in your house.
Yeah, for €250 or but it can't be like loads of people. And your house can't be like a venue.
I live in the Three Arena. Joe Rooney, The Helix, January 11th. Shut Your Cake Hole is the name of the show. Go along and see Joe and buy one of those amazing extra things you can do as well. Joe, thanks a minute.
All right, thank you.